Listening Library presents Bold and Brave, 10 Heroes Who Won Women the Right to Vote. This is the author, Kirsten Gillibrand. Mr. President, how long must women wait for liberty? Inez Milholland. To my mother, who dared me to be different, KG. To my beloved children and their children and their children and MK. Women, use your vote. When I was a little girl, after church on Sundays, I would visit my great-grandmother Mimi. She told me about a time when women like her left their homes and worked in factories, making equipment to help American soldiers win the war. Mimi taught me to be bold and to believe there was nothing I couldn't do. Mimi's oldest daughter was my grandmother, Polly. She liked to roller skate down the long marble hallways of the New York State Capitol where she worked. When I was about 10, Grandma took me to a big room where ladies stuffed envelopes with letters urging people to vote. I thought, I want to be just like them someday. Grandma taught me to fight for what I believe in. Grandma's oldest daughter was my mom, Penny. She always did what she set her mind to. She was a sports writer for her student newspaper, even though girls were not allowed in the press boxes. She went on to law school and was one of only three women in her class. As a mom, she also earned her black belt in karate, something few women at the time aspired to. My mother taught me you need to be brave to forge a new path. Who taught my mom and her mom to be bold and brave so they could teach me?